The poet Lawrence Ferlinghetti is a champion of a different kind of public discourse. His work explores eddies and whirlpools in the American mainstream.
The world is a beautiful place to be born into, if you don't mind happiness not always being so very much fun. If you don't mind a touch of hell now and then, just when everything is fine, because even in heaven, they don't sing all the time.
Lawrence Ferlinghetti reading from his poem, Pictures of the Gone World. He put his worldview into more than words. In 1953, with Peter Martin, he co-founded San Francisco's City Lights bookstore. It has become the spiritual home for a generation of bohemians and freethinkers, including the beat poet Allen Ginsberg.
I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn, looking for an angry fix. Angel-headed hipsters, burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo in the machinery of night.
That's Allen Ginsberg reading from Howl, first published by City Lights Books. It will be among the works remembered this Sunday as City Lights celebrates its 50th anniversary. Commentator, poet, and author Andrei Codrescu has often been to the bookstore himself, and plans to be part of the festivities.
Not too long after the beginning of the 20th century, Lawrence Ferlinghetti was walking through a field strewn with corpses, saying no, no, and trying to knock down with a walking stick the huge billboards with the faces of Hitler and Stalin. Happily, he met a fellow vagabond who was greater than Marx, Lenin, Stalin, or Hitler, and even Christ or Buddha. He was a little tramp named Charlie Chaplin, who was not afraid to laugh in the faces of tyrants and not ashamed of his job as a street sweeper in the City of Lights. Chaplin gave Ferlinghetti a sword of laughter and the power to be a mirror walking down a strange street, and ever since, everything Ferlinghetti did was a slapstick in the face of that century that hastened its demise. And now the 20th century is dead, the wicked witch is dead, and all that remains of it is a bit of laughter and love. And here are some of the things Ferlinghetti did. He was a mirror walking down a strange street, a poet, a painter, and a happy person. He loved the Paris of his youth, of artists and bookstalls. And he transformed his own neighborhood in San Francisco into the Paris of his youth. And he marched right up into the face of the 20th century and called in a mighty voice, "Read something different, you ignorant fool." Because the world was full of criminals waiting in line to slaughter everyone for ideas they'd gotten from bad books. And he made the poems of his loving, tragic, and Chaplinesque friends into books that the young of the 20th century read and then set out to bring about the demise of the 20th century. And Charlie Chaplin and Edith Piaf were regular customers at City Lights, making everyone laugh and cry, until laughter and love grew stronger and the streets changed their names from those of politicians and ignoramuses to those of poets and artists, who traveled through underground tunnels from Paris and Prague and New York to bring their lights to City Lights bookstore. A honeycomb of tunnels ran through the second half of the 20th century, weakening it and hastening its demise. And whenever it threatened to blow up those tunnels, a ragged mob with wild eyes spilled out holding blinding mirrors to it, led by Lawrence Ferlinghetti with Chaplin's hat on his head and a rolled-up newspaper in his hand. 50 years later, the poet, actor, satirist, fearless contrarian, wanderer, and citizen of San Francisco and the world stands over the corpse of the 20th century. The future shops at City Lights Books.
Poet Andrei Codrescu edits the online magazine ExquisiteCorpse.com. You can see photos of Ferlinghetti and City Lights at our website, npr.org.